Episode 2001, What Message Are You Sending Your Child?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, and happy 4th of July. Yes, it is the weekend of celebration. Are you ready just to spend time together? Well, first, though, we have to talk about confessions. Oh, yes, today's confessions of an upset mama. What message are you sending your child? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, family time is meant to be spent together, but many parents focus on the schedule, leaving out the most important things, the children. What message are you sending your child? You know, the holidays are a lot of fun and stressful all at the same time. It's a basket full of emotions. The children have their ideas of fun, and the parents have their ideas of relaxation. Sometimes vacations and holidays can be more stressful than the families every day. Now, that is not something everyone wants, right? You signed up for that. You're like, yeah, come on. I want more stress on my vacation. I want more stress when we're spending time together. No, it's all about making memories, laughing and giggling, all the while enjoying hanging out as a family. That's what you want to remember. Not all the arguments and disagreements, tension and stress. Leave that for the birds. You want to experience life. You want to have experiences for a lifetime. You know, your kids are tuned into you. But unfortunately, we as parents tune them out. Not necessarily on purpose. It happens easily because of the struggles in our everyday. We don't mean to, but it does. We might be having a conversation with them, and the next thing you know, we're walking away to starting another project, and they're like, hey, Mom, I'm not done talking. Come on, let's be real here, right? It's confession day. We have so much planned out to keep life flowing smoothly, but we leave out what matters most. What message are you sending your child? Are you creating memories for the heart or frustration for the fits? It's time that you take aim and parent on purpose. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim and parent on purpose. Life is so precious and it goes by so fast. Make your time together count. You see, time as a child takes an eternity to get to the end of the day. But as an adult, you blink and 3 days have gone by. Yeah, you wonder where your week's gone. You're like, seriously? 4th of July weekend's already here? Yeah. So parent on purpose so your days and nights are cherished. So what can you do to have that really come true? Because a lot of us, we are putting in that effort, but we're not taking it to the next level. Number one, create intentional hangouts at home or on the road. Now, what I mean by this is make time where you are doing something together, creating memories. Maybe it's game night or movie night. You could even throw in ice cream night, whatever night you want or day that you want, but create those intentional hangouts. However, I got to throw in a warning here. Don't rely on the fact that it's going to just happen. It won't. You see, 12 years will go by and then you'll have a child graduating from high school. And then you'll be like, but wait, I don't even have his baby book done. His baby book is all in my phone. I don't have this done. We didn't get to do this. Create intentional hangouts, both at home or on the road. Spending time with the family, it's important. Number two, schedule special times. Now, these are very unique times. Whether you're on vacation or having a holiday gathering, make the time special. Cook something new that you've never cooked before. Now, you may want to taste a little bit. Make sure it's within the genre of what you like to eat as a family. Don't sit there and try to make your kids eat spinach when they have no desire to eat greens. I mean, seriously, that's not the time to introduce something new. But you can say, okay, we like pasta. So what can I do different with pasta? Not just lasagna, not just another spaghetti dish. What can I do that takes it over the top? Maybe you go somewhere unique and explore. Maybe you go for a cavern walk, or maybe you just go and actually picnic the old-fashioned way. Yeah, seriously, pack up lunches, brown bag it, carry it out, go to a national park near you and have a picnic. It's amazing that we don't do the simplest of things, and those simple things create great impact. The idea is to do something that you don't normally do every day. That's the scheduling of special times. That's what you want to aim for. It's not about, okay, when dad comes home, he's going to sit there in his chair, we'll eat, and then he's going to play video games with me, and then he goes to bed. Okay, that's great for every day, but you need to take it to the next level when you're talking about creating memories that go beyond that. Schedule special times. And finally, number three, this is one we pretend to do a lot of, but in reality, we're just not all in. And that's to be present. Put down the electronics. Enjoy each other with deeper conversations. Actually look at each other's eyes. Amazing. Can you actually tell me the color of your children's eyes? Okay, I know. Maybe I stumped you just a moment. Because number one, we don't ask that question anymore. It's like, what color is your child's eyes? Well, for us, they're all blue. So that's easy. For you, maybe you have brown eyes. Maybe you have hazel eyes in your family. What are the color of your children's eyes? Let the distractions melt away. This is the best way to have fireworks every day. Be present. I know we think we're there. We think we're all in. But even myself, I can be watching a show, and maybe it's just like one on HGTV or something like that. And I love learning new things. It's just something fun. I may not even want to do that project, but I'm learning about it. I'm understanding more. Sometimes I'll see something and be like, oh, wait, we've got that something similar in our home. So let me watch how they do it. So maybe I know how to repair it if something happens in my home. Or I don't know, I'm just curious and I want to learn it. Well, my son came in, our number 5 of 5, and he wanted to share with me a story. And here I was like, but I was watching this and I wanted to see the end. I had like the last 2 minutes, and that's where all the magic happens, right? They show you all the finished products and everything. And so he was having this conversation, and guess what I found myself doing? My eyes were drifting to the TV. And I told him, I said, keep talking, hon. I promise you I'm listening. And I would repeat back, because my main thing was I was watching what was on TV, but I was listening to him. I honestly was. But if I look at it from his perspective, oh, mom's too busy for me. She's really not listening to me. She's really not present. Guilty as charged. We think we're all in. We think that we're doing this. And sometimes we're doing it really, really well. But other times we fall flat as parents. Being a parent is a lot of work, but it is the most rewarding job ever. And maybe you're caught right now and you have little ones and you're like, Christiane, I can't even get through diapers, let alone toddlers. And then now we're thinking about school and we don't even know what that looks like. Enjoy the seasons of life, but with every season, be present. What you do as a family is not only creating memories for years to come, but you are solidifying the importance of family. It's your living legacy. Have fun with fireworks and sparklers this weekend. Be safe, of course, but send the message of love, hope, and grace as you create your now as a family. Go out today and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.